Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
Porsche sales are up 6.1% this year. The Macan and the larger Cayenne SUV continue to represent 80% of Porsche sales. Interesting when you consider it made its name as a sports car manufacturer. I've just tested the Macan S SUV, priced at $98,200. First introduced in 2014, it was freshened earlier this year. Some small changes externally, but quite a few updates under the skin. The S model gained a new engine, a single twin-scroll turbo 3-litre V6 with slightly more power and torque, mated, as before, to a 7-speed dual-clutch automatic, and of course benefiting from constant all-wheel drive. First impression is one of a weighty, medium-sized 5-seater. It tips the scales at nearly 1,900 kilos, but despite this, it still retains a very engaging and eager performance, the sort of performance you expect from a Porsche. Great steering, braking and handling, the performance aided by an outstanding 7-speed automatic. The Macan S gains a revised interior with larger, much improved 11-inch colour touchscreen, the cabin resembling an aircraft cockpit in many ways, with a host of switches, seat comfort absolutely top class. Option prices remain a Porsche negative. Disappointingly, autonomous emergency braking is a $2,410 option. This aside, it's easy to see why the Macan SUV represents 50% of Porsche sales in this country. I'm David Berthon.